Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sunup. The Daily Sunup podcast is a conversation with the Colorado Sun. See our trust indicators at coloradosun.com/ethics. It's Wednesday, June 26th. Today, Sun reporter Tatiana Flowers discusses the start of a racial equity study in Colorado that became law earlier this year but had to get private funding to start the three-year project. Before we begin, want to breathe easier this summer? Take simple steps for better air and help reduce harmful ground-level ozone in your Front Range community. Learn more at simplestepsbetterair.org. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day in 1820, Major Stephen Long's expedition of 21 men camped in present-day Logan County. This marked the first American exploration of modern Colorado in over a decade. Following the Adams-Onis Treaty of 1819, which eased tensions between the U.S. and Spain, Long's party set out to study the Great Plains. They traveled up the Platte River, enduring the treeless prairie and poor fodder for their animals, and eventually sighted Long's Peak. After exploring the Rockies and the Arkansas River, Long's 1823 report labeled eastern Colorado the Great American Desert, deeming it unfit for agriculture. His dismissive view influenced perceptions of Colorado for years. Before we continue, as a locally owned business, Applewood prides itself on delivering exceptional plumbing, heating, and electrical services to the people of Colorado. Their team of licensed and certified professionals will tackle any home comfort issues you might have, as they always have for 50 years. Because when you choose Applewood, you're not just investing in their services, but also their employees and families. You're investing back into your community. Applewood Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Locally owned, family operated for 50 years. Learn more at applewoodfixit.com. Now our feature story.
Hey, thanks for joining us today, everybody. I'm David Krause, one of the editors here at The Sun, and I'm excited to bring in Sun reporter Tatiana Flowers to the Sun Up podcast for a chat about a story she had last week, kind of connected to Juneteenth, about a new racial equity law in Colorado that's just getting started. Hey there, Tatiana. How's your day going?
It's going well. Thank you for having me here.
Hey, thanks for taking the time. So we published a story last week, but real quick, Tatiana, can you kind of give listeners a quick wrap-up of what the new law is and kind of how it came about?
Yes. On June 4th, our Governor Jared Polis signed this bill into law. It was Senate Bill 53, and it was co-sponsored by all by Black Democrats, I believe. And this is a law that aims to study the economic impact of slavery, racism, and discrimination on Black Coloradans and also the state's economy. So no small feat for the commission that will be doing this study. And essentially what will happen is there will be a commission in place early this fall, and the group will study things like housing, incarceration, education, healthcare, and many other trends that can help them qualify and quantify, as the lawmakers say it, the harms of slavery and racism and discrimination. And the group will also likely study Black Coloradans' ability to build financial wealth by studying residential and commercial loan trends and tax policy, for example. And they will be also using, you know, like archived historical documents to help inform their research. And the commission will include researchers from our state historical society, which is called History Colorado. And that organization, when I reached out to them, told me they're already working on hiring staff to begin the work outlined in this law. And some of the other kinds of researchers on the team that will do this work will include people with like legal expertise in constitutional law and racial justice, historians who have studied Black history, slavery, and racism, and a person who can quantify the economic impact of all those harms on Black people here. And then when the research is done, the group is expected to make recommendations for corrective actions. And I think one important thing to add is just that this isn't a reparations law, but rather a racial equity study that is working to recognize the harms done to Black Coloradans and make recommendations to help them improve their lives going forward. And it's also to determine how Black Coloradans have experienced and continue to experience racial discrimination because of harmful state policies, systems, and practices. So, yeah.
Wow, that's an awesome wrap up. I really appreciate that. So let's talk through some of this and how it came about. I know you talked to State Senator James Coleman. He recently ran a guest op-ed at The Sun that I worked with his team on. But this legislation has really had a hard time gaining ground in the past. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting the state is not kicking any money in. So Senator Coleman and a bunch of others had to go and kind of fundraise to get the money for this commission. Tatiana, can you kind of give us a little bit of background on why it's been so hard to get this passed with state funding? And also, how are they, how did they go about getting the funding for this year to get it going?
Yeah, from my understanding, and I hope that I'm right, they'd never asked for state funding. I know lawmakers were working on drafting this law last legislative session, and I think they ran out of time and wanted to continue working on it this year to make it as meaningful as possible. The state lawmakers who drafted this bill decided not to ask for state funding because they said that they believed it wouldn't have passed, or in their words, it wouldn't have seen the light of day if they went in asking for state funding for something as contentious as this for some people. And whether that's true or not, I think their point is that this says a lot about our political system and where we are in terms of achieving racial equality. And so last week, lawmakers, corporations, foundations, nonprofits, and other individuals raised almost $800,000 to fund this first year of research for the study. But that's just for year one, like you said. So for year two, they're going to need, you know, even more money than that. And James Coleman, who's the lead sponsor of the bill, said he wanted to show by fundraising for this that there was a lot of support from the community to fund this kind of research and the recommendations that come along with it. And last week, when the group was about $30,000 short of reaching their goal, they had a community kind of forum that I have no idea where it was or who organized it because they didn't want to say, but a bunch of affluent Black Coloradans attended and figured out how to find the remaining $30,000 to reach their goal. So the first year of work will be funded, but they still are going to have to fundraise for the second 2 years because I don't believe, at least for now, that they're going to ask for state funding for that or would be able to. And they were saying that the ability to raise the amount of money for the first year, which is almost $1 million, is representative of the community's desire to see the results of this kind of work. And one person who donated to the fundraiser, I interviewed two donors. One of them said it's hurtful that they had to raise the money themselves, but that this is kind of what has happened over, you know, the last decades, that Black people have historically often funded the causes and organizations to help themselves thrive.
What was the other donor's reaction, Tatiana? Because I think to that point, it is frustrating that you have to ask for what in a state sum, the, you know, billions of dollars that we have in the state, we can't get less than $1 million to start a program. What was the other donor's reaction?
Yeah, his reaction was that he trusted the lawmakers who drafted this bill, and that if they said that it might not have passed without raising the funds on their own, that they were willing to support that to see the results of the study.
So, Tatiana, let's spin forward a little bit. We know it's going to be a 3-year project. You kind of mentioned this, but give us some timelines on what do you expect in the next few months, in the next year, the committee being seated, the questions, the surveys. How is all that going to kind of line up in the next short term?
Yeah, so the committee that's doing the research is going to have to be in place by September 1st, and there will be 14 members on that commission, and there's going to be at least 2 public comment sessions in different parts of the state that invite community members to talk about how they believe state government has influenced policies that have resulted in systemic racism and discrimination, particularly against Black Coloradans. Those are not scheduled yet, but when they are, the dates and the times for them will be likely published on ledge.colorado.gov and in news media briefs. And then by September 2027, the work should be done and the study commission needs to submit the report outlining its findings to the governor, the State Board of Education, the Attorney General, the General Assembly, and several other bodies. And then the report has to be publicly available on the General Assembly website. And I know that the commission must present those findings in the report to the General Assembly and the governor. And then after that, they have to work with lawmakers and anyone else who is necessary to help implement those recommendations outlined in the report. And if the study, you know, determines like a financial number or toll of racism on Black Coloradans, then that information will hopefully be used to inform future policy decisions or like in schools, which is what the lawmakers said.
Do you see that, and this is a bonus question, do you see the schools or what part, Tatiana, do you see this study really trying to get to? Is it schools? Is it incarceration rates? Is it personal wealth? We talk about the difficulties in the past of, you know, obtaining mortgages along racial lines. Is there something you see or these sponsors see as you know, the big thing they want to have come out of this in, say, 5 years?
Yeah, so it sounds like it's all of those. It's not a small study. And I think that's why they're studying so many different things to try to get like to a number that shows the financial impact on Black Coloradans and the state's economy, to show that it's not just Black people who are, you know, affected by racism, slavery, and discrimination. It's really all Coloradans. And until everyone is thriving or at least living well, then there's an argument to be made that not everyone is safe or well. And one person who donated to the fundraiser who I interviewed in the story said a quote that's like, I think I'll never forget. And he said, it's hurtful. You know, the group had to raise the money themselves. But this is what happens in the Black community a lot. And then the other donor who I interviewed also said something that will stick with me. And one of those quotes is that, you know, the results of the research will also offer a historical explanation to help people understand like why Black people are sometimes mad, why they sometimes riot, and why they sometimes do other things that aren't always so obvious to other people. So I think aside from, you know, the like nitty gritty financial stuff that's going to be really difficult to determine, there will also be hopefully some kind of like understanding of like why Black people are the way they are sometimes.
Tatiana, I really appreciate you putting this into perspective and really following along as this bill kind of progressed. If you haven't already, you can check out this story and others by Tatiana over at coloradosun.com. A reminder that The Sun is a member of the Trust Project. You can check out our ethics policies at coloradosun.com/ethics. Tatiana, thanks again for jumping on to The Sun Up and make it a great week.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Ballots cast Tuesday in some of Colorado's primary elections are still being counted. As county and state election officials work through the process, the Sun Politics team will have updates on any close races being tabulated and insight into what the results mean for the November 5th general election. Go to coloradosun.com for continuing election updates. Highway officials have known since 2011 that Middle Bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir was at risk for cracking. So why did it take until one afternoon in April to identify and deal with problems in the 60-year-old steel structure? As crews work on temporary fixes to reopen the bridge in Gunnison County, state officials are explaining missed inspection deadlines for Colorado bridges. In 2011, the Federal Highway Administration issued a warning about fracture-critical bridges and a certain welding technique. Colorado officials said they couldn't keep up with new regulations, with nearly 8,500 bridges to inspect, then tracking down old construction plans for any questionable structures. A wildfire sparked by a lightning strike Saturday morning in western Pueblo County has grown to 500 acres as of Tuesday afternoon. The Oak Ridge Fire started about 25 miles southwest of the city of Pueblo. Fire officials and aerial crews dropped buckets of water on the fire Saturday, but the flames continued creeping and smoldering in steep terrain near the town of Beulah. The fire has been pushed by high winds the past couple of days. Meanwhile, the Interlaken fire near Twin Lakes was deemed 100% contained Monday after it burned 700 acres in about 2 weeks. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Now, a quick message from our team.
Hi, I'm Tamara Chung, and I write about business and technology for the Colorado Sun. A large part of my beat is the Colorado economy and covering the ups and downs of losing a job, finding a job, running a business, all that fun stuff. You'll find coverage every Saturday in What's Working, and it's free because we feel all Coloradans need to know this stuff in order to stay better informed. You know, that's how we roll here, by the way. And that's why we appreciate your support to help keep the Colorado Sun sustainable. If you'd like to become a member, you can just go to coloradosun.com/join today. Thanks.